Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Whether you have big goals for the new year or are crash landing into 2025, there's one thing you can do right now to prepare yourself. Invest in your mental health with therapy. The truth is, nobody knows what the year ahead holds. But a Talkspace therapist can help you get ready for what's next by building mental resilience so you can face life's twists and turns. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you develop coping skills for handling whatever life throws at you. Talkspace accepts most insurance, with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And we're talking Tolkien.
All right, I was drinking. We were going to do it at the same time.
But where are we, though, my friends?
Yeah, baby, come on.
We're not in the Shire of America. Well, we are in the Shire of America, but we're in a specific portion of it. We're in the North Farthing, my friends.
Say that again one more time.
We are in the North Farthing. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I like that. That was great.
Yeah, we're in the word. Yeah. Now, what does that mean? Okay, what does that mean? That means we are up here at the Flannel Wizards Outpost. We are honestly at Higher Ground Studio right now. The Higher Ground Studio. So what you named it the other day?
Yes.
Because you can literally, we have the high ground here, straight
up. It really
up.
Is the high ground.
We are out here recording the anniversary episode at my new location, and I'm telling you, it is, the fire's lit.
Yeah.
We are literally sniffing the night breeze.
Beautiful night.
You can hear some ambience out there, maybe. Not sure.
That might be a dog in a fight. We don't know.
Could be a coyote over in the field, too.
It could be.
I mean, that's real. That's possible.
Coyote, that field, Sasquatch, deer.
I know. Man.
Do everything, bro.
Remember when you said, like,
edge of the wild. We're on the edge
remember,
of the wild.
Remember when you said to me, you came in and used my bathroom. And we'll get, by the way,
we're
getting there. I'll tell you guys right now. Lane's like, could you imagine if a Sasquatch face just peeked up over you?
The first thing I said about your
Every
house.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I'm looking at that. I'm like, dude, what if, man?
It's the perfect height.
What if a squatch just peeked in there?
Oh my gosh, bro. No,
Oh my God.
I've heard too many stories of that actually happening. And
there's a
photo out there now, too. Floating around.
Yeah, right. I know.
It actually did happen. But yeah.
Crazy. So, yeah. Anyways, friends, hey, welcome to the anniversary episode. Year what for us?
Is this year seven? This is year seven. I mean, this podcast is as old as Winnie.
Right.
Winnie, happy early birthday to her. She's going to be 7 years old on the 19th. So we're 2 days ahead of that right now. Your birthday is coming up too. I mean, this is a great time of year. Christmas is here, the new year.
Yep.
I can't believe she's that old.
I remember.
It's unbelievable.
I was going to say, specifically, I think every time we do an anniversary episode, it's really nice to go back when it started.
Yeah.
Because I can specifically remember Sarah being pregnant. I remember you guys coming out to my condo back in the day and then us meeting up for coffee in Lancaster again.
Yep.
And just rolling out to Amanda, and I'm thinking, like, Lane said this was just down the road, dude. Where are we going?
yeah. From Lancaster?
yeah. Dang, dude. All right. I guess I'm in for a trip. I mean, geez. But it really is down the road. And, like from there, it's just walking in. I remember we started thinking about it, tinkering around, talking about it, and just, it was off and running within days.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it? I mean, it was so fast. And then it's just been, it feels, in a weird way, it feels like the last 7 years have been that same kind of pace. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't always been able to keep the same kind of, like, schedule or whatever, but that's, dude, like, the great thing about this is, like, it's real life, right? It's in terms of production, like, it's the most realistic production you're going to get. We're down to earth. Like, the other thing, too, is, like, you know, like, for the longest time, another way things have changed, like, you know, people, we grow.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're not here to watch us grow, then maybe go for another show.
Hey, man.
That's what she said.
That's what she
said. But I also think, like, you know, I'm a new man, dude. We're both new men.
Dude, amen.
And we're different men, and we're better men. Like, I'm sitting at home. Last night, you know what I went to sleep to? Reading the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Let's go.
Go back to season one of whatever, or what, like our first episodes. Mm-hmm. I used to mock that there was a book of Tolkien's letters. Yeah. And here you know, there's just.
Now they're giving you comfort.
They give me comfort. I look to them for dude, guidance and, yeah.
That's peace. The thing. Stages, seasons of life, just how things change.
Be boring
change.
If that didn't happen.
It would be. It really would be. And I honestly think, like, it's anybody who has been here from the beginning, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you, by the way?
Jake Hodgson.
Shout out, right? There's one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We know a few of you, but I mean, if there's somebody out there in the shadows that's never come forward, I swear to God, now is the time.
Now is the time.
Because we're calling for aid, and we need you. All right, we need you to stand by us.
Yeah.
As we face the darkness.
In the future.
Whatever I'm trying
to say. It could be there 7 more years, 77 more years.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably not 77, but.
I just said darkness because we're out in the dark right now.
Anything could be out there. Just beyond the fire. Firelight. What was that?
Dude.
Wasn't that the orcs?
Well,
just beyond the firelight and the ring?
Dude. I'll never forget that part.
Riders of Rohan.
We're going to go back in a moment in Middle Earth, and that will be one of them, where we go back. I think I have it penciled down. I think it's in the dock. I have a page number where I went and found it.
Heck yeah.
And I like sniffing the night breeze and where that kind of came from. Yeah. You know? Anyway, but yeah, man, I feel like it's life changes, you know, like life changes you and you just go through different things. And it's been fun to be on this journey and to have moments where, I mean, I even told you guys, even back in the spring, I was like, man, I knew in my heart something was going to be changing.
Mm.
I knew something was coming.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Think about that.
That's so interesting.
I want you to stop and think for a second.
That's wild.
Ez did like an updates on this podcast where I was sort of like talking about like
that's right.
changes. And I felt it, dude. I could feel like I had this longing for something.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, but, I knew something was going to change. You can almost feel that stuff. I really think you can.
Like a storm coming or seasons changing.
I felt, you know, in times where life got hard and where life was, getting rough, I felt that coming too. Mm-hmm. But I was in denial. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're in denial. We don't see it coming. We don't want to admit that it's on its way. And then when it gets there, you're like, and when you get past it, you look back and you say, yeah, okay, that's what that was.
Yeah.
And you start to recognize those feelings. You start to stay in tune with your gut. When I met her, one of the first things that she did, one of the reasons that she continued on, and we ended up together, is because we followed our gut. Mm-hmm. Our gut was literally telling us,
amen, dude.
Like, dude, something there.
I can relate to that.
And you're feeling it. You're like, oh, wow, something's, it just hits you in a way in your spirit, your spiritual gut, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, something that is just unexplainable.
Yeah, and, dude, your spiritual gut. I love that.
Right?
That's 100% it.
So anyway, I felt like that was happening to me back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it was. I didn't even, you know, we don't even know how to deal with stuff all the time, right? You just have to kind of, dude, I love this. I'm sorry. I might even get a little like biblical. It's just when you think about, I don't know. I struggle sometimes with certain things, with religion and faith and different things. I think I've mentioned that here before.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, some of these stories and some of these heroes and these men that we read about and women in the Bible and different things. And when one of them, they get large and they get, they're on a mission, they're on a quest, and they're spreading the gospel and doing different things. And I love, though, when they pause in the scripture and they acknowledge that they're just a man.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're all just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not large. We're, We are, but we aren't. It's this weird kind of thing where So anyways, I felt like in the spring, some of that stuff was going on, and I'm just a man, and I'm just learning how to handle stuff and still figuring out life. And I like to pretend like I'm as old as Gandalf and been here time and time again, and like, you know, my spirit's as old as somebody who could have maybe built those
pyramids.
You know what I'm saying? But I... we did. I always say to Lane.
But yeah, this is something like, that... Yeah, what you're about to say, I'm just going to preface it with, has given me a lot of, like, courage and peace and solace over the last couple of years when you hit me with this, because I'd never really thought, we'd never really expressed it this way.
Yeah.
And I'd never really thought about it, but yeah, it's something that I feel is as real and tangible as
you,
like
you,
anything.
You're
in my
talking
life.
About where I'm talking about like the past lives and like,
yeah,
and,
that
and
we were,
yeah, the battlefield together,
that we fought on fields together,
we fought on fields, bro,
in the past. And
warriors of light, bro. I mean, like I truly believe that, we were out there, and many of you were with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think there's like these strings that are attached to souls and spirits, and I'm just sort of like, dude, I don't know, man. Yeah. Something's up.
I know.
Something's up. There's something to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not being literal. I don't want anybody to get carried away. Like, believing in whatever. No.
Did you hear the most recent episode? He's into reincarnation.
Wes is preaching reincarnation.
He was talking about the Bible and the reincarnation in the same sentence. We've got to stop listening now.
Oh, boy.
No, I think people know it's just a nuance. It's a feeling.
Yeah,
it's an explanation. It's an attempt to explain how you can meet someone or get to know someone and be like, I sure as hell have known them longer.
Yeah, dude.
Than a few months, than a few years, than half my life. Like, there's something ancient.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, like, what is it? We're made from the same stuff.
You go biblical, we're all from God, man. Yeah. It's like that spirit, right, that resonates in all of us. And we can, that spirit, by the way, is eternal.
Yeah.
And that's something. Like, when you really start to tap into it, you think, whoa, man, we're connected to everybody way back.
For sure.
And I mean, all the way to come. Like, it's just trippy. And I always say on this podcast, I've mentioned it many times, it's so crazy to be with all of you guys, to be with Lane, to be with my friends and my family right now, sharing the present.
Yep, this moment.
It's wild. Freaking wild.
It really
is. I love it. And I say all that to say, to get into some of the updates that we want to talk about, new things were like, I just had this feeling, and I was I knew what we wanted too. I believe in choice and intentionality and free will, right? And wanting to kind of like, you get that gut feeling and you're like, well, okay, but also I got to do something. Yeah. I got to change. I got to step up. I got to, you know, take action, right?
Feeling of destiny kind of provokes decision.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't want to get too explicit, but
let's go, baby. Come on.
But it did provoke me into some action. You know what I'm saying? So,
it aroused some action. From you,
I won't specify the month, but you guys can count backwards here. The old flannel wizard and his Rosie, we are going to be welcoming a baby boy in March. So, I mean, dude,
how awesome is that, man?
It's crazy.
Gosh, dang, bro.
It is crazy.
Your own little crotch fruit.
I got my own crotch fruit now. Call me out for it. I hope somebody leaves a review, please, for me,
please, God, just say.
Anything, just reference Ez talking about his crotch fruit.
Now they both got them.
What, double? This podcast is now double crotch fruit in it. All right, come on, seriously, wow, bro. Tune out.
It is crazy too to think about, like, the full circle of everything, like the way things happen in rings, they happen again and again. Like, we're sitting in the backyard of your guys' new house.
Yeah.
With your first baby about to come along the way.
Yep.
And at the beginning of this thing, we hadn't been in our house that long.
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Yeah.
Right? And our first baby was coming along the way. And it's just, it is so, like,
dang, that is weird.
Dude,
dude,
I mean,
oh,
I know.
Gosh,
I know, I get, and it was this time of year as well. Like, I know that I get emotional all the time now. And the older I get, the more emotional I get.
Sorry, I love it.
But I don't ever want to lose that. In a way, I feel like I'm circling back to, like, who I was as a little boy. Like, I was a very...
Yeah.
Sensitive, like, human being. I see it my kids. My wife is like that.
Yep.
But, it's like, I don't know. It's almost like seeing you guys get this house, finally learning that you've got a baby on the way, and then us being able to wait and, like, with anticipation. I mean, we talked about it. The girls, Vigo, me and Sarah were like, what do you think it's going to be?
Yeah,
boy or girl, what are they going to name it? Because I think the first time you told us, we didn't even have enough time to talk about, like, what are the names? Or, like, we had very briefly done it. And I was asking the girls, I'm like, what did they say the girl's name was? What was the boy's name?
Oh, yeah, and the girls were coming
and
up with
remembered.
Their own.
Yeah, their
own
they were making
names
their
too,
own.
And I was like, that's
Istari,
not bad.
Istari was one for
Istari,
a girl.
Istari, yeah, which is beautiful.
A beautiful name. We want credit out there if anyone. Yeah. Was that us? Or was that a Sasquatch?
Dude, was that a Squatch?
Is that Signs?
Dude, guys, that's
remember Signs?
Like,
do you remember Signs?
Do you remember when stuff happened at your place, like early on, Black Riders were showing up?
Yeah, maybe they're here.
Well,
too.
Guess what? I got security lights for that very reason, just in case something happens. And they flick on, I'm gonna start looking around here.
But I think about the rush of excitement. Yeah, there's something going on here. The rush of excitement that, like, obviously you guys are feeling, and then, like, ripples carry out, and that, like, me and Sarah feel, like our family feels, like, because, like, they might not remember it, but it's something that it's a joy and excitement and anticipation that they felt as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, I'm so happy. And how long did people talk about, like, is this Ez's Rosie? Like, when's Ez going to find Rosie? And then found Rosie.
Right.
And then, of course, it was
Joe,
like,
Lewis was on that episode where he did just found his.
That's right.
And it wasn't too long. It was about 6 or 8 months after that episode.
We were talking about that. That's right, dude.
And I love him for that because it was just, you know, like, I go ahead and say this. I mean, people were the same age, but, like, you know, I got married later. Having kids later and stuff. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it happened the way it happened. And
100%.
That, so anybody who is kind of wondering, like, oh, I don't know, am I strange or weird or odd for, like, no, man,
no,
like, it's just, I'm so happy that I waited. You know what I mean?
Things
got to
happen
perfect.
Yeah, dude.
It's perfect.
Things got to happen in their own time. And like you said,
we're on our own journey. So
100%, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no way to do it. There's no one way to do it. Like, I mean, I think anyone who falls into that trap, they end up making decisions based from the wrong energy source, right?
Yeah.
From, like, feeling anxiety and feeling like some kind of rush to do so, or like they have to create something instead of letting that thing find them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, definitely. I think that's great. That's great advice, dude.
Yeah.
And
it was just listening. I remember even saying, I don't know if I ever told you this, dude, but I started, like, I was talking to different people, and I actually had I went and got a teacher's license in four different states.
Yeah, different states. I remember this.
Because something told me in my gut, my spiritual gut, that she's out there.
And your dad said.
Crazy. Oh, he told me I got to go.
Yeah.
Had to go.
Yep.
And I was like, wow. And, you know, nothing. I was driving up this road, driving up my road up here, and I was literally, like, so thankful. I was like, thank God that decided that I held on. And that things just, that you continue to see it through when you think nothing is going to go right. I've never said this, but I mean, Ez was depressed for a long time. Had a lot of different things that I was really feeling low about. And I just had to, gosh, dude, it takes me back. Dude, this is where I'm going to get a little emotional. I sometimes now, especially when I reflect on, you know, pictures, or I just even think back to moments, or like a, you know, a smell, a I don't know, a sight, something triggers a memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it takes me back to who I was right around when we started this podcast, mm-hmm. even right before and right after in the early stages, early stages. It's cold as fire out here.
Dude. It is, dude.
It's cold as fire out here, and I can't barely talk.
It's freaking great.
But it does take me back to those times, and I look back and I can see me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one specific one.
Yeah.
This will be a little vulnerable. Okay.
No, that's okay.
I was at Star Wars Celebration in Orlando.
Yep.
Down there with some friends, but I was by myself.
Yeah.
And I was feeling, I was so happy to be there. It was really cool to get away. I had this sort of wake up moment where I was away from all the stressors at home, at school and everything. And I had things got kind of quiet, even though it was just this fandom. It was something that, it was an escape, right?
Yeah.
I got down there. I was by myself. I was eating at a place called Ezra's Barbecue.
No
they had a stand called Ezra's Barbecue. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
So I grabbed some, I sat down, and I was so happy. And I realized that I needed to change my life. Because I was like, there's so many toxic things. And I started, like, talking to myself there and almost wishing myself well. And I started to really speak positively to myself.
Yeah,
and
hell yeah.
I basically decided, you know what, I've had so much fun here because it's just been me with me.
Wow, dude.
And I really got away from all sorts of craziness. And, you know, I've told you some of the different craziness I had going on at that point in time. And I said, you know what? If nobody else is going to give me credit, if nobody else is going to if nobody else is going to talk positively, you know, positively to me, then I'm going to. I'm going to start taking care of me.
Yeah.
And dude, once I did, I was like, wow. And I now look back and I can see me moments before that happened.
Yeah.
Days before, weeks before that, really struggling, and I look at me back then and I say, just hold on.
Yep.
Just hang on, buddy.
Yep.
I look back at like this fond, like as if I'm this younger version of myself, and I'm like, just hang in there.
Hold on. Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, and outside, it's almost outside of space and time.
Outside, kind of. I literally am like, dude, did I send like energy back to myself?
Did that happen already? Wow.
Because I just believed in it. I mean, it's I get sentimental. I tell Lottie sometimes I'm just sort of like, I can see me in a specific moment mourning and crying and upset, and I want to go hug me, and I want to go tell me it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And but boy, it was hard.
Yeah.
And that time, you know, I was like, dude. So, anyways, I just. Yeah, I had a lot of work to do, and I had a lot of different things I had to kind of work through, and different traumas, and just different environments I was in. And I was like, "What is this? What's this all about?" Going, and meet Lottie. Finally, meet my Rosie to go back to the Joe conversation, and like I was good. I felt like I was in such a better place, and it just is. It life is a journey, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And it's so cool to have been on this journey with you, and
dude,
to 100%. Have all these different things to share on the podcast, and thanks to everybody for listening, by the way. To just, I'm always rooting and encouraging other people, you, my friends, my family. Yeah. I want the same things for everybody else. I've always been somebody who spreads positivity, even when I was depressed myself.
Oh yeah,
people didn't know I was.
No, nobody did.
Because I wanted what was best for everybody else at the expense of myself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
giver.
Yeah, I was givers and takers.
Yep.
And so, I don't know, once we started podcasting, I told you that. And I was like, we're two givers, literally.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the thing I think that was like the gold for me. I was just sort of like, wow, this is more precious than silver or gold.
Yeah.
To be you know, to be equally yoked in spirit, my friend.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
100%, so
like,
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like we have like minds in that we are rooting for people. We are rooting for each other. We are going through our own sort of like, you know, journeys. And you guys are too. We read your Tolkien stories. We know over the years what you guys have struggled with, what you've celebrated, and all the things that have gone down. And we're always here rooting for you.
Yeah.
We really are. We want this to be a safe place for everybody to come and share their stories, and thanks for letting us share our journey and to share kind of what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
You've shared for years, and I've you know, I've been sharing my little tidbits here and there. I've always been happy to listen, and so excited to listen to what you have going on in Amanda, what Joe had happening, you know, Mike Charles and his news, and everybody that we bring on the show and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just feels good to have an anniversary episode where I'm like, here we go, baby.
Yeah, big news.
Here we go, big news.
Big news.
And it's so I hope you guys, it sometimes feels weird to kind of like, you know, but it's, I want to celebrate it. I want to celebrate happy moments and things that are important and significant to me. So yeah, we bought a house, and it's been crazy. Lottie is she is pregnant, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, she's pregnant. Let me tell you guys a funny story. Let me break away from that for a second. Lane said I could just rant as much as I wanted to.
Baby, come on.
So. She, I decided to buy her an early Christmas present, and I wanted to do it before she left, for Germany, because she's in Germany. I'll be flying out there to meet her soon, and then we'll spend a few days there, and then we'll come back, and hopefully the house will be finished.
Dude, someone who's seen it like a few times now.
A lot of work done to it, right?
Oh my God, it's a different house. It looks, it feels like a brand. It was beautiful. Like I said this just moments ago, when we were eating some, Chinese as we should.
As we should.
And I was like, it was beautiful before. It's gorgeous now. Dude.
My dad, it's all my dad. My dad's
dad
been there working
incredible,
away.
Man.
Shout out to Frank Kirk.
Your cousin too.
Love him.
Busting butt
he's
over
been in here.
And
yep. And my
you've been working hard too.
Oh, every night we've been in here.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been great. So, but before Lottie left and everything, I decided to get her a little Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And I got her this. It says she likes Harry Potter. We were on you know Shell Cottage Radio, Harry Potter podcast. Shout out. Go hit us up.
Go
there,
check it out.
We did an update episode.
Yes, you did.
By
I
the
listened.
Way.
So, it was great.
Did you? Okay.
It was awesome.
So I was like, you know, people go check that out. There's more updates from her perspective, you know, and stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I got her this present, and the present is literally a breastfeeding shirt. And it was just sort of, I saw it online, And it is the most they're advertising for. It's ridiculous.
Is it from one of our plugs?
One
of our commercials?
No, it's not. Well, it might be. It's
we should say it is.
It is. Yeah. You're right. Go hit up.
It sounds like that
uncommon,
one.
Uncommon gifts. Or
yeah, uncommon goods.
Yeah, that one. Yep. the one I read about. You guys know the one. Go hit them up, Bear. Okay?
That ad's working for
something,
me, I guess.
Something
eh?
/unexpected. Okay. Yeah. But so I'm looking at this. I'm scrolling. And you know, man, like they know. The feed knows. The algorithm knows we're guys.
It knows.
And so it's like, yes, we're obviously going to, you know, send as a picture of a girl wearing a shirt that, you know, zips down and shows her, you know, her breast.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like, it wasn't completely shown, by the way. It was, there was
in
a
the
bra.
True
there,
breastfeeding
there was
fashion.
A bra. There we go.
Yes.
It's just to show and highlight, oh, what's this feature? And at first you're, as a guy, we're idiots, right? Guys
easy
just,
access.
Guys are idiots.
That's what
and
you
so
think.
I'm sitting there looking like, what is this? And it said it was Hagrid's pumpkin patch, and I'm sitting like, what, dude? Like, is this some exotic sign? And then the next clip shows like breastfeeding. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that's really cool. So it had me chuckling so hard.
Here I just thought Hagrid was a pervert, honestly.
Well, you pause on anything, by the way, these things are so sensitive. Like, if you pause or hesitate on any of those gotcha things, those real,
100%,
all of a sudden, five are like, so I had advertisements for that for weeks. I've never bought anything off of like Instagram ever in my life.
Oh my gosh.
It was from a company I didn't even recognize the name. I was like, this is scary.
Oh, jeez.
And lo and behold, my credit card ended up, you know, 3 weeks later, you know, getting dinged.
Got hacked or something?
Yeah, I was like, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Be careful
bro.
Out there, folks. I don't think it was the same company, but.
That pumpkin patch is a little risky.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Stay out of Hagrid's patch.
Jay, even at Christmas, Lottie was like, what is this? And then she puts on, she's like, oh my God. And I was like, yep. And guess what? It's got zippers on both sides. This is a double access. I was literally like, this thing is, you know.
Double access.
I was like, this is awesome. Who thought of this? I mean, this is really cool. Guys are idiots. We're absolute idiots. And when I saw that, I was like, dude, this is freaking sick. So I told her that was actually how I kind of announced on Shell Cottage Radio that she's pregnant. I didn't say, oh, we're having a baby.
Yeah. Kind of buried, right? You guys never
it
really
was buried.
It
I
was
never
hinted.
Really I yes. basically just say I basically just said so for Christmas I got Lottie a breastfeeding shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just pause. And she's like chuckling. And it's like pick up on the, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was kind
is
of a
joke or is this real?
Is he being serious? Like why did he
buy that's
that?
A great way to do that. That's awesome.
Well, I guess she's pregnant. Okay.
Oh shit.
Anyway, but yeah, just fun times. It's exciting. Yeah. You know, holiday season's here for us and we're, you know, coming up on our 7th year. It's just been freaking good.
Yeah.
And I have this renewed fire in me. And by the way, it's my birthday's coming up, as Lane said, so happy birthday to me. I don't normally
that's
say
right,
that,
baby.
But
happy
I mean
birthday
I'll
to
go
you,
take
man.
A happy birthday. I got a happy birthday present in here, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I got the freaking unfinished tales in here, dude. The illustrated version.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. That
from the best bookshop or our favorite bookshop in the world, right? From
Paragraphs,
and,
buddy.
And Max, who just he's the best, man. He like again, the research he did to find out what you were looking at that day when he wasn't even there to help me know which one you were looking for, and then the wish list he sent. Like, he's an amazing guy. So a little side plug here. Is that okay if I do
it? Oh, for sure. I was about to do it. Yeah,
yeah.
If
you guys want to support Paragraphs, because you've heard about it a million times now, I'm sure half of you are coming to LEP3 just to meet Max and go to Paragraphs.
Please
That's
do.
The only reason I'm showing up. And I've been there you know, quite a few times.
Yeah.
You can order books online. You can order books online, support a small local bookshop, and they will ship it to you as well.
Yeah, man.
So that's something a few years ago they didn't have, but when the pandemic struck and everything, they kind of had found a need for that, and they've kept it up. And Max says there's like 5 or 10 books every day that people order online, either to pick up in store so that they're reserved, or pre-orders, or shipping to be shipped out. And so it's for real. I mean, I used it with Ez's book. And so it's a really cool feature they have. And again, you get to support that business. And then when you come to LEP3, they've got great, like, awesome decals and stickers. They've got local Mount Vernon stuff that you can buy.
Yeah.
They have t-shirts and hats that are fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great place. So yeah.
Dude, I gotta say, like, one of the things he wants to do is to try to have, like, if we get an headcount, so when we talk about LEP3 here, and say we might as well transition to it.
Well, before we move on, I just want to say,
okay,
like, I'm so, I mean, again, this all doesn't need to be said. I've said it a million times off the podcast, but like, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy
Thanks,
for
brother.
You and Lottie. I'm so happy for, are you sharing the baby's name?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah.
Lucas James Kirk.
Yeah. Who my kids talk about all the time, by the way. They're Lucas. Talking about getting Luke. They're getting Lucas a Christmas present.
Good.
And like he's, you know, he's not even here yet, which is crazy. Hey, like he's not Earth. He's not womb side or Earth side. What is it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still in the spiritual realm. We can tell he's been kicking a lot. He's still, man.
But they're already talking about, you know. But anyway, yeah, I'm just, you're going to be the best dad. You're the best husband. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just so lucky for you to be my friend. I mean, you're more than a friend to me. You're like my brother. You know, we always talk about that. Like, God didn't give you and I brothers.
Yeah.
But we've got each other.
Dude, yeah.
And
he sent us on a quest.
That
even
rhymes. Holy shit, dude.
He sent us on a quest to find each other.
He did. He did. And like, amazing. we were kind of friends when we were young, and then we like fell into each other. I should not say it like that. That's old time stuff.
Oh, we had a few times.
Bath of Brew and a conspiracy too. Yeah. But we, you know, like in college, we were the only friends that we had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a lot of yours were off at other schools. Mine kind of came in and out.
Deep talks, man.
Deep talks.
Deep discussions. Yep. I mean, spiritual stuff.
In the chapel parking lot.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
With your trunk open.
Stuff, like,
I don't know if I can say that. With your trunk open on the Buick LeSabre.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it a LeSabre? Oldsmobile. Dang it, dude. Yeah, I got that.
You always said Buick. It looks like a Buick.
It does look like a Buick. Trunk open. Yep. A basketball in the back.
Oh,
we had,
always.
You know, you had your mesh shorts on.
Oh, middle always.
Of the winter. And we would just talk and lose track of time. And
yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, dude, I'm excited for these, for the future, for the days to come. You know, it's like you were talking about looking at your past self.
Yeah.
And saying, just hold on. And it's so weird, dude. The other day. So we've been talking about all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, yeah.
There's been some like difficult things lately, and anyway, I found myself actually. It's crazy. There must be something to this. I have found myself going into the future and saying, "What would I tell myself now?"
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to hear something from my future self,
dude.
And I want, and even more so, like I want to get there. I want to be.
Yep. Yep.
The person I hope I'm going to be. I think I'm going to be.
Dude, yeah.
And so there is something to that. Like, yeah, like and I think about kids, like teenagers who listen to us, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like teenage boys, teenage girls.
Yeah.
And I think that might be something that we both talked about that I think we want people, or it doesn't have to be a teen. I mean, I just think because that's a tumultuous time, but here we are in our 30s and it can be pretty damn tumultuous too.
Yeah.
I guess anyone, like you said, anyone who's feeling that way, just like, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be all right. You can do it. You got it. We've always talked about that kind of stuff, though, too. And we've always had people come to us and say, you guys were our friends, like, when I didn't have friends in a dark time. Stephen Matthew talked about that. He was in a dark time where, like, he was working all the time. He was isolated. He worked at he worked weird hours, and he had no one close by, and he listened to us, and we kept him company, and like, you guys keep us company, too.
Yeah, man.
That's the beautiful thing.
People in the military who were, like, away on a, you know, military basis and needed, you know, just to listen to stuff from back home and things, you know, have a connection. And you guys inspire us, man. I mean, that's the thing, too. It's been such a – it is a fellowship. You know, that's what we call it that over on Patreon. We've said that about our friends and our friend group here and what this is. Our listeners are the fellowship.
Man. Yeah.
And it's just – it's freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I think man, it's like – I know what you're saying. Whether you're just days away, you could be days away from that call from the future, that energy that's being sent back.
Yeah.
Really, you could be just days away from, or it happened, and then you go through a lull. It's going to happen again. It's just, I don't know. There's so many ebbs and flows to life that it's crazy. Ups and downs and
internal, external battles.
Yeah,
stuff that you feel free to talk about. Other stuff that you feel like you can't even mention because you don't want it to have any kind of life.
Right.
But then you're left to deal with it nicely. You know, it's just. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So anyway, I'm glad to have you, my man.
You're my brother, and like I think that's what we like during this episode. We always kind of get reflective a little bit, and we think we're
which we never do, right? We never do that.
Never
anyway.
Do. Never do. Never. You know, but I mean, we always do it on the anniversary.
Yeah,
episode,
yeah, always. So. It's a given.
And we even said we're not going to do that much. We're like, we're not going to do it, but we ended up doing it anyways. We were just going to talk about some things that have new things, big news,
yeah, dude.
Which we did, and like, but I feel like, you know, those updates though, they make you think about stuff. They make you think about life. I don't know, just in different ways. You reflect and you look forward and you soak up the moment and stuff. It's just, it's exciting. It's really exciting, and it's something to hopefully you guys are, you know, fired up and inspired for the new year. Yeah.
Do you think Lucas will call me Uncle Lane?
Oh, absolutely he's going to call you Uncle Lane.
It just hit me right now, bro.
Uncle Lane,
in his backyard, I'll remember.
Yeah.
Right by where we were playing, playing baseball.
Yeah, like, I mean, straight up.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's, dude, it's yeah.
You've always been Uncle Ez.
Uncle Ez, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Ez, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, and I saw that picture of Winnie up there. You took her up to the stadium, and and she's so beautiful.
Yep,
and she just looked like a little, I was like, wow, look at her just looking out there.
As it was so cold, dude. She, like, it was freezing. It was it was awful, but I was like, if you need, I took my jacket off, I put it around her legs. I said, if you need something, I said, if you get too cold, you can sit on my lap. You know, I said, I think you're still little enough that you can do. Yeah. Although she's like over half my size, like she's huge. She's a huge 7 year old.
Yeah,
but she did. She was like, Daddy, I'm so cold. I said, come sit on my lap. So she sat on my lap, and I thought, like, the whole time and she kept reaching back and like touching my face and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I just think like,
dude, it's like I said earlier, like you're capturing those memories and those moments, and you're settling in on one that's like just really,
I just thought to myself, how lucky am I? Like, how lucky are all my mistakes, all my faults, all my shortcomings and everything, and this little girl still loves me.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing. So,
yeah, it is. Dude.
So, yeah, but anyway, but
I love you, dude.
Yeah, I love you too, brother. I love you too.
It's just awesome. So yeah, like so many so many cool things. We're just we're just in the moment, you guys. We're we're literally up in the North Fork, I think, at my new house, and we're in the backyard. We have this crazy view.
Smells like the views.
We're sniffing the night breeze. The stars are
out. Your beautiful house is right over there.
Look how far we can see.
I know,
man.
We can see damn near all Fredericktown.
Like,
honestly,
that's crazy. I can almost see to the next city over there. We're so up on top of the
hill. Is that Fredericktown over there? I think it is.
It might be. I think in the far, far distance. That's
you know, this is. Can I tell people about this too? So the first time we came to the house, we took kind of a back way. We were coming from another direction than we normally do.
Yeah.
And we crossed over, and the big river in Mount Vernon is the Kokosing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Chinese is coming up.
Come on now.
And I didn't even know that there was a north branch.
Yeah.
But there's a north branch of the Kokosing, and it's even like a lot of times rivers and stuff in New Zealand, everything's labeled. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Like, every river, every creek has a sign and a name, and it's posted. It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
Their parks department is amazing. But like in Ohio, it's hit or miss. Like sometimes what creek you just cross. Other times it's just the creek, man.
It's just the,
But we crossed over, and there's a really beautiful like postage and sign that says North Branch Kokosing River. And I was like, whoa. And so all this concerning Hobbit stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about the North Farthing, and in the North Farthing, there is the Norborn. It's a northern branch of the Brandywine, and it's right up in the North Farthing, and it flows into the main Brandywine. And I thought, at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, dude, that's the Norborn.
Yeah.
We are, like, it hit me as, like, it's in writing that this actually is the North Farthing.
Like, it's fitting.
For
it's,
real, for real. So,
I mean, when Lottie and I saw it, I remember walking away from it going, like, when we were first looking at this, I was like, this is we are actually, I mean, we were kind of on the southern tip of the North Farthing. Now we actually are. Here.
And it's you're on a hill, like you have a Hobbit hill.
We do. I love it.
Not every house is on a hill, man. No. Very few are, and you have one.
It amazing. Really feels like the bag end of the North Farthing.
Dude, it feels like when you look out.
Right?
I mean, I've been to New Zealand and mad about it. You get this view where you take in the whole, you can see the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like up here you can see everything the light touches. Amazing.
This
man.
Is why right back there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, or maybe right next to this bad boy over here,
putting
in sort of an outside studio.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the other big thing is that we've got those old materials which we brought up here.
This is important to talk about.
We've repurposed that stuff.
The LEP2 door, studio doors in Ezra's garage
right inside,
now.
Right there with the signatures and everything. Yep. So I mean, that'll transition to LEP3 because we had you guys come out for LEP2. And
dude, should we bring the door down?
Stuff? Oh, dude.
And have them sign the other side.
God, we should.
Let's go.
We'll mark LEP2 and we'll mark LEP3 on the other side.
Yep.
Like, that would be freaking awesome.
Let's make sure we don't forget that.
Yeah.
Have people remind us. Say, where's the
door? Someone listening to this be like, hey, guys, reminder, bring the door.
Bring
the door to the pavilion, okay?
For the Rings of Power.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. It said, yeah, sorry, guys. You can't come here and sign it. We're going to bring the door to you guys. It's a removable door, in case you didn't know.
That's
the,
so
the doors of Durin are literally, you know.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Yeah, anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, moving into, like, LAP3, that's the big thing this year, is we're going to be doing a ton of different Night Breezes. We're going to be doing some Moments in Middle-Earth.
Yep.
Concerning Hobbits is going to be going wild.
Yep.
We're going to be doing some extra stuff for that. I don't know if you want to talk about that as well, too.
Dude, I would love to. So this is... this.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
I wanted to find a way, because we talked about this in our Night Breeze that's going to come out soon.
Yep,
about the behind the scenes for the Lord of the Rings, and I was kind of, we were talking about different behind the scenes that were happening in the moment, and also how, like, right now it feels like we're living in the behind the scenes, the appendices of Concerning Hobbits, because it really is. I mean, this has been a full, almost to the date, a full year of work on this as a radio drama, like, with it that being the focus, no longer just this conceptual thing, this idea, but like, hey, we're going to actually build plans, and then we're going to raise this structure.
Yes, sir.
And so it's been a year of work, a year of preparation and writing and reading and talking and being inspired. And so I was like, and there's already been so many cool, like, behind the scenes stories, like inspirations that people have had that I know about, but I'm like, I want everyone, if they want to share about it, everyone to know about, like, this cool way they found their character, like, I don't know, because there's a lot of stuff too that I don't know, because it's done in isolation. Like, people have their own individual, like, private stories of, like, oh, this one night I recorded, or I was having trouble with, you know, all these little anecdotal things that can be shared that will be beautiful. So,
It's also, real quick, it's just another way, too. Not only just that behind, like, how do they find their character and those different things, but sometimes you just want to know who's that voice.
Who they are.
Right? I think that's sort of fun. As I've gotten older, I've wanted to know more about these artists and these actors and,
100%.
And different people in the production, as we were talking about in the Night Breeze episode to come. But it's like, what's their connection to Tolkien? What inspired them, you know? Because we're not reaching out to people who aren't Tolkien fans, right?
Right,
I mean, it's 100%. Like, you really gotta like Tolkien to want to be in on this.
Yep.
And so, and some people do. So I think that's another piece, too, is just to get to know these folks in the process for Concerning Hobbits and then them as individuals, right? And
where 100%
coming from. So
So, and I thought for a while, I'm like, what would be a cool way to do that? And I was really unsure. And then I thought, well, just let's just do, you know, an episode, kind of like, you know, HBO shows, they'll say stay tuned for after the episode for, you know, special making of. And I thought, well, there's room for a little more. There's room for a little more. And I thought, we'll just do these little featurette episodes that will be released after every series episode, and it'll feature two or three people every time, and we can hear their story, from actors to actresses to you know, designers and artists and all the different people, music, all the different people that are involved. And it's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. So that'll be another feature of Concerning Hobbits. You'll get to know people behind the voices. And
that's coming sooner rather than later, guys.
So it is,
dude. Like, we're knocking on the door here. I think as this episode is launching, you're listening to this.
Yeah.
There might be, and we'll see just where we're at. Like, very shortly, Concerning Hobbits.
Yes. So, a little update on that. Last time we recorded, I think it was, it was our Hobbit Hotline finale, right? Annatar's answering machine. I kind of got this crazy idea for, like, a January 3rd release date, and the way we do it is just it's I never want anyone to feel like it's work, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone involved in this project, I always tell them, please don't ever feel like you got to get something done. Mm-hmm. I only ever want you to feel like you want to get something done, because A, it's this gift that we're not doing this for a studio.
Yeah, no.
We're not doing this for a production company. Yeah. We don't have producers. We don't have timelines.
It's our love for Tolkien.
Purely a love of Tolkien and a love for the fellowship that's been created and the story.
Right.
And because of that, it's incredibly liberating. We don't have to release on a certain day. We don't have to release at a certain period of time. But as long as we're maintaining motivation, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And with it being, it's really, honestly, if you talk about the logistics of everything, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, right.
We have people all over the country. Eventually, we're going to have people that are all over the world
right.
that are recording and contributing. Well, I mean, already, the editing and the mixing and the post-production is being done internationally. It's between me getting most of it chunked out or a chunk of it chunked out anyway, and then sending it over to Jake in London, who mm-hmm. is using his trained expertise. He went to university as a sound designer.
Yeah.
Who is putting final touches on it and doing all the technical stuff to make it sound even
freaking
more
phenomenal.
Yes. Unbelievable. And crazy. So I don't want any, I want everyone to have fun, and I never want any of that stuff to feel rushed. So when I said January 3rd is kind of a date, I was like, that would be really cool. It's meaningful to me personally. It's meaningful for Tolkien. But then I was like, I don't think we're going to, with the holidays, it's just crazy. Everyone's busy. No one has time to do it. Now, even myself, I could have been editing for the last week, and it's just been nice to come home, be mm-hmm. with the family, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. put my kids to bed. Be with Sarah and fall asleep.
Yeah.
Really nice. And I don't want to stay there because I want to keep working on it.
No, you get that right. You gotta recharge.
But you gotta recharge, you gotta rest. So I was like, you know what? Let's shoot for sometime in January. I can guarantee you, I could promise you that the first half of episode one will be out in January at some time. And I thought to myself too, I stepped back and I'm like, that's pretty fitting because maybe we want our own release date anyway, even though release dates don't matter, just personally.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's exactly a full calendar year mm-hmm. after I finished the first script.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty dang impressive for me personally. I think to go from one script to seven scripts mm-hmm. to a full cast and crew to recording,
it's really
editing
impressive.
And releasing episode one in a full calendar year.
You've had to send equipment around. People don't understand.
It's been a lot of
coordinating.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. It ain't bad. And but anyway, when you love it, it doesn't feel, like I said, this is probably going to be a 10-year project from, season one all the way to the finale in season three, which I can see, I know what it's going to be. I could write it right now.
Yeah.
But, I'm kind of glad. And the cool thing is, for people who are playing characters and stuff, it won't be that long. They'll pop in and out. It won't to say a 10-year thing, you're like, oh my gosh, that's a lot. I don't know what I'm going to be in 5 weeks. But for me, I'm more than happy to spend that time there. So but anyway, we're going to have a nice little cool, all that to say, featurette on the behind the scenes. And then at the very end of the season, I thought it'd be really cool. I don't know if I've talked to you about this yet, but it'd be really cool to have a bunch of people on to be able to almost maybe have one of those cool recordings where there's five or six people on at the same time, or we just go through a bunch of people who might not have had
get them on there talking,
a chance to talk. Yeah, because at that point episodes will be out and they can reflect on certain things and
It's gonna be great. I think that's it's something to look forward to in this year, and it's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
but also not really. It's really it's just taken over. The spirit's just moved and
like you said, you've always said, don't stem it.
No, dude. Yeah,
let it flow.
Let it flow, buddy.
And I think I probably honestly I remember that very vividly. Be in the backyard. We were on the sidewalk, and I was ranting and raving about season two.
Yeah,
are they spotting for deer or something? What are they doing?
What's going on?
You see those big flashlights?
Yeah,
looks like the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, what is that? It seems like it's coming this way yonder.
It was over there too.
I knew.
What is this shit? Dude?
I knew. I'm telling you right now.
It looks like the Eye of Sauron, bro. You knew something was going to happen.
We were going to have a moment like this.
Are they spotting for deer?
I don't know, but I knew we were going to have black riders in this backyard.
Oh, dude, man, hold on.
I did not believe they would get this far, but they freaking did. Because the light's been going on and off, and I'm keeping this in, by the way.
We gotta call the Bounders.
In the distance, we've got some flashing lights, dog.
Dude, do we need to go hide under a tree root ball or something?
You can see orbs for days out here.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that.
I'm telling you.
I can't wait to talk. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
Bro, what the shit? It's coming from over there, man, behind the house.
Back over there? No way.
What is that, Ez?
You keep your eye on it, buddy.
I think someone's got a high lumen beam. What is going on?
It's coming from the back porch over there.
I hope it's not the drones coming to get us.
Boy, I tell you what.
Okay.
The mayor.
What if this is the this episode never gets heard, buddy?
This is the
sheriff. We need the sheriff.
The lights.
The light
going
went on.
Over.
This is like Signs.
What's going on here, man?
We need Meryl to swing away.
Oh man.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Let's try to lighten the mood here. Yeah. LEP3 is coming. Yes, we're driving towards LEP3. We're doing night breezes. We're doing moments in Middle Earth and.
Unexpected
moments in Middle Earth. And then
unfinished moments in Middle Earth.
We're always talking about unexpected. It's just on our brain. And then we're going to be having Concerning Hobbits episodes. Obviously, season one will be released all this year. And then we're driving towards September 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically September 19th, 20th, and 21st, right?
Yes,
we've got some special events planned for Friday night. Actually, we were just talking about some with Max today. The main event will be on the 20th. That's a Saturday. And then Sunday on the 21st, we're looking to have second breakfast before head off. And we got a couple cool breakfast places in Mount Vernon that should be able to accommodate us.
Yeah.
As we've talked about in the past, we've kind of gotten a part of the way planning for LEP3. People will know this. It's been scheduled and canceled four times, right?
Yeah.
But this time it's so real. It feels so good.
Oh, dude, it feels so good.
I am so excited. Sometimes I will sit, when you're bored or your mind's wandering, and I just think what's that day gonna be like?
Oh man,
I just imagine meeting people. I imagine seeing old friends. I imagine the venue.
Many meetings.
I imagine us being able to sit back, and we talked about this before. Our favorite part from LEP2 was at one point we were able to just sit back and look at all these different people talking and meeting and mingling.
Right.
And
themselves,
sharing stories. Yeah. And it was we could have peaced out. We could have done an Irish goodbye and never come back again. And the party would have gone on just as beautifully.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that moment that you and I have for LEP3 to sit there and be like, this is amazing.
Right.
These people are all having a heck of a time. And it's because of this shared thing, but now it's because of so many more things.
Right.
The things that they're sharing, things they're talking about, the being in this place and having memories in the moment as well.
Yeah. Dude, it's
going to be awesome.
It really is. It's going to be great. And so I'm highly encouraging anybody and everybody who wants to come on out, man. We've already got five or six people who have already booked.
That we know. That have shared.
That's people from way out of state. Most of our Ohio people are going to show up and be there. And so I was telling somebody who was asking me, I think it was Taylor actually, who was asking hey, how many people are going to be there?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like we kind of lost count in LEP2.
We did.
And we weren't around as long as we've been around long. So I don't know. I really hope we have a good showing. Again, it's like Lane said, we're going to have a Council of Elrond the night before, buddy. Friday night. It's going to be great. It's going to be really good.
And, so we do have some do you want to pitch it a little bit? Because we have some plans. Add some more fire?
Add some more fire.
Gandalf, come add some.
Come on, add some more fire in there, buddy.
Thank you, Gandalf.
Thank you, Grant.
Is that going to be my name?
Could you just spit some fire on that right now while I talk about the Black Riders around here? They're here. I think because of my power and because of the cold right now that they're staying at bay. I think the fire is keeping them at bay, so that's why we got to stoke it. Word of command held them off here. But, coming up here for LEP3, we really have, there's so many things in Mount Vernon, too, that I've not even told Lane yet that I think we need to look into and talk to different people.
100%.
Mr. Bailiwick.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know that guy over there. He's I want his shop popping off. He's
Down Home Leather, another one.
Down Home Leather. Many cool things in downtown.
And some of them are places that have been around since we were kids.
Right.
And other places are new, and some are places that were around when we were kids that have seen a revival because the town has
remodeled and
with the Mount Vernon you guys are gonna experience, unless you've been there before a long time ago, is not the Mount Vernon we grew up in. This place has seen a renaissance. It's now like a crown jewel in the state.
Yeah.
Didn't a couple years ago it won like hometown?
Hometown, yeah.
Of the year or something like that. Small town of the year. It was.
Yes.
And it really, like, it's.
It's a hidden gem.
It really is. I mean, like, the stuff that's happened with our, like, our university, too. The stuff that Karen Wright, who's a businesswoman who's, what would you call her, entrepreneur? I mean, she's incredible.
Yeah.
She's, like, pumped so much of her own resources into the city to save buildings that would otherwise be torn down or dilapidated. That she's breathed life into new businesses. So it's going to be an amazing time, and it is the North Farthing. It has a lot of history for Ez and I. I mean, we both grew up here for most of our lives, lived here. I met Sarah here, right? I mean, like without that school, our college, we wouldn't have been as close, man. So
love that. Love
where we learned
love
how to teach, bro.
Yeah, love MVNU, man. Yeah. It's a great place, and that's going to be one of the things on the map. Two things.
Yeah.
One thing, just like shooting some business here. Yeah. I mean, the guy who does the like Lord of the Maps or whatever.
Yes, Isaac.
I would love to hit him up and see if he could maybe
Mount
do something.
A map
of Mount Vernon. Like, know a few significant places for us.
We talked about putting out a map for people to have to check out places.
Wouldn't
Let's
that
hit
be really
up.
Cool if we
Let's
could get a map up. Going and it was like done in that style and it was sort of LEP. You know, three.
We could have
if you came to
at
it,
the party.
You could get it.
Yes,
yeah, that would be
Let's
sick.
Do that.
Again.
Okay.
All of the funding for this is coming from Patreon, so $5 tier, just so you guys know.
Yeah. Jump in there.
Jump in there. Support us out, buddy.
Value of the party,
And we're going to be, as dropping more of those kind of moments, unfinished moments, excuse me, unfinished moments in Middle-earth. And those will be over on Patreon, so you guys can check those out. They're really good. They're going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be leading those. It's back in the books, baby. It's going to be, we did one or two, and people are like, oh, my God, bring this back. I was shocked. I was like, really? People went and
they're great.
I was like, okay, not to toot my own horn here, but we will freaking do it. Back in in a big way. So that supports out there because I would love to kind of maybe see if we could get enough funding to have something commissioned, like just a making of it and then order some prints for everybody.
Yeah, I would love that too, dude.
Have them there for even prizes or even just whatever.
Party favor.
Just depending on whatever we might be able to pull off. Yeah. So
we do have some things planned too, like kind of along those lines. So so Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, there's a really great restaurant downtown. It's called Bickerstaff.
Emily something.
Something like that. Oh yeah, dude. There is a really last time we went
to it.
It's
a brand new name.
It is a brand new name. Last time we went to it, it was a different place.
Right.
But the building is the same. Just talked to Max Leaning tonight and he said the place, the food, the beer is even better than before.
That's what I've heard. It's reviewed better.
It was
new ownership and it's the people who did it originally did a wonderful facility.
They
remodeled this and everything. It was phenomenal. It's right next to the
old historical
opera
building.
House. Yeah.
Yep. The opera house.
And speaking of which, Kevin, I just want to call him out here. We haven't mentioned his name in a long time. Yeah. Helped us work on the studio. Maybe I'll bring him up here. Maybe he can redeem himself in the backyard here. I'm just kidding. But I remember we were building the studio and working on it. He called me out because I said, it's like the oldest opera house in America of that style. That's like it's the oldest one left standing. And
right.
He was like,
what
do
you say?
He called me. He's like, that's not true.
That's
not right.
In typical Kevin fashion.
I want you to come up and eat your words.
There's a sign right on
there's
Kevin.
There's a sign. There's a historical marker, etc., my friend.
And he lives in Newark. He should know
he
this.
He should know this.
That's
this is
not that
Mount Vernon
far away.
Is known for this opera house. So like this is its style, the oldest and probably only remaining one left.
The joke on that opera house too is they were working on it forever.
Oh, forever!
For like 30 years, they were like
Woodrow
under construction.
Yeah, it's the Woodrow
Woodward.
Opera House. Woodward.
Yeah, Woodward Opera House.
What'd I say? Woodrow.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, we had the president here, and he stopped by
he
one time, and he blessed us this opera
little
house.
Glasses
so,
at it.
All right, there
oh,
it is. Anyway,
shoot, dude.
But people are like, "Ez is making stuff." I mean,
now he doesn't know.
We drive by every day, and I'm like, anyway, but so that's really cool. It's right next to the place though where they did all the reno.
Yes.
And so it's a beautiful establishment, big windows, really freaking nice. And the food was good there before, but it wasn't great. It really wasn't. It was just kind
it's
of bar food. They were more known for what they had on tap.
It wasn't good enough that Cam remembered his leftovers. Remember?
Yeah,
he forgot his leftovers.
Oh my God, he did.
So
he did. Yeah, and when we had the paragraphs,
it wasn't good enough to remember your leftovers.
Right. So this place has a new name. I will link it down below,
yeah.
and it's going to be a cool place. We're going to go get some food.
Yeah.
And drink that night.
Yeah, it's food. So we'll have food and drinks Friday night, and then there's a possibility, tentatively, that we could have an opportunity to have Paragraphs open after hours.
After hours, yeah.
So you've heard of Paragraphs if you've listened to that episode or watched that episode when we filmed on location with Cameron and with Max. It's the local bookshop in Mount Vernon. It's been around for a long time. It's changed locations. It's had up days and downs days. And right now it's in a absolute like golden age of its existence. Like everyone who works there is amazing. Max is the man. He is the dealer of all dealers. Yep. I didn't even tell you this. When I went to pick up your stuff today, he literally sold me on another book.
That's what he
does, I didn't even realize what he was doing. I'm like, well, I mean, I gotta have this, but it's the kind of place, and he's the kind of person where you're like, well, he literally just showed me something I didn't even know I wanted.
That's the magic that store
it's
has.
It's a magical
it's always
place.
Been there. It's the magic that he has.
Yep.
And it really is. It takes you away. It's the creaky floors, the cozy vibes, man. I'm telling you.
And there's
God.
So many cool things there. Like I said before, there's like t-shirts and hats and paraphernalia and stuff from Mount Vernon. There's great bookmarks and mugs. Fantasy and sci-fi section.
Yeah, for sure.
The Tolkien section is unbelievable. And I talked to him tonight, and he even said to me, real quick, before I forget, he said, how many people are coming? And I said, well, we're working on that. We're working on an RSVP system. And he goes, let me know, because I want to make sure that section is fully stocked. And I said, dude's ready to sell some books.
Boy.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing feeling. And, like, versions and... I mean, some of the stuff that he has there, you can only get in, like, England.
Oh,
he was talking about some of the editions and the versions that he has. He's like, they only sell this one in England, so we have to, like, order it from there to sell here.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
Wow.
Yeah, he really knows his stuff.
He curates
it
beautifully.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And he knows what's coming out, what's new, where the book covers are, you know, all the different...
Great
you know.
Children's book section as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's literally stuff for everyone there, so...
Yeah. And that store is... That bookstore is legendary in Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
It has been in different spots and different locations. It's endured a lot of different things. And so it's something that... It's legendary to me because it's sort of what it's... I mean, I have stories there going in, being inspired by different, you know, booksellers there who are just like... telling me within 30 seconds about a book series. And I'm
Did you get a lot of your Star Wars books there?
Star Wars books? A few here and there. Mainly my Song of Ice and Fire series I got there and all of the Wheel of Time books I got there. Now working on some of the Brandon Sanderson stuff.
I was going to say, you just picked one up the other day, didn't
you? Right. And I definitely, I mean, like, I've definitely gotten Lord of the Rings stuff there before, but now I am, like, getting the new edition, the new covers, the new sets. Yeah. You know, Max is going to hook me up, man.
But this will paint a picture of the kind of, and some of you might be like, I got a bookshop like that down the road, okay? Absolutely. But if we were coming to your hometown and you told us that bookshop, we'd want to go there too. Like, it's just one of those things are, you know, like, speckled throughout the world, but they're becoming less and less and fewer. So when they stand and they do have success, you want to support them because they're amazing.
Yep.
So I was sitting there talking to Max. We were over, standing by some bookshelves. He said, oh, yeah, let's move out here. I don't want to block shelf access. So I was like, oh, do I even think? Yeah, let's go. Please, let's get out of the hallway. Mm-hmm. And then he was like showing me something over in the his specific Tolkien section. So we went over there.
Yeah.
Someone had grabbed something off the shelf behind us. He looked at the spine, saw what it was immediately, went, oh, nice. Good choice. To the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we were, I was checking out and he was like, do you want those gift wrapped? Because I also got a book for myself too.
Yeah.
I got a book for myself and the one he sold me on and then yours.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, can I gift wrap any of these for you? I was like, oh, actually just that one, because those two are, I'm like, I'm pulling a real S here.
Oh yeah, that's what
I got two for myself, I got one for S.
Right.
And he's like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that now while she's ringing them up. I was like, oh, that's awesome, dude. So he went over in a little corner and I've never seen anyone wrap gifts as quickly, efficiently.
Oh dude, they're so good.
And as well as Max does. He's over in the corner, he's wrapping it up, makes it looking beautiful, and then hands it to me. And they do that for free. Like, that's not any kind of extra charge or anything. It's that kind of place. So
it is.
So as long as everything works out, I talked to Max and I just kind of said, like, is this something you'd be open to? I know it's an ask. I know it wouldn't be necessarily like convenient for you? I said, but I think a lot of people would turn out. I think a lot of people will come eat with us. We'll have drinks. And I think a lot of people would mosey on just down the road. It's literally a block away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And check out Paragraphs.
I was even thinking if you ever wanted to do a live podcast, that would be a great time to
do. It would be a great time to do that night.
Like just a small kind of moment in Middle Earth.
Yes, we could.
Or something. And just share and really put a cap on it 20 minutes. And then after that, let's mingle. Let's say hey. And let's buy some books, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's a great idea. Really cool. And I think we can pull out a really good.
We've never done a live podcast.
I know we never have. And I would.
Whoa, pressure's on, baby.
Bang, man. Because everybody's sitting there like, oh, we know these guys. We know these guys. Edit this podcast.
We're going to be like, oh my God. Trying to remember a word or a name. It's Alendilmere. Thank you.
How'd you know I was thinking that?
Yeah.
Right?
How did you know? How'd you know I couldn't remember a name?
Yeah, I want people to actually. Yeah. Like come don't heckle wait us. Till I'm stuttering to figure out the name. Just go ahead and interject ahead of time. Oh, he's driving to this, guys.
It'd be like
because I forgot where I was going.
A living Tolkien gateway. Just
that would be great. That'd be beautiful.
So that'll be Friday.
That's Friday.
A lot of people are getting accommodations in Mount Vernon and around Mount Vernon. There are a lot of places, a lot of hotels.
There's Airbnbs, there's hotels.
Airbnbs around. Yep. Even if you went in the surrounding area, there's a lot of like stuff that you could get to rent. Even if you wanted to be a little further out, you could stay in Columbus. It's not that far of a drive.
Oh, yeah.
You could stay
Mansfield.
Mansfield out in Delaware. There's all kinds of places nearby where you could get. You could get a place.
And again, those are like when we say Mansfield. That's you look it up. It's like a 30-minute drive or whatever. Yeah. But it's within
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
If everything's booked, I don't think it's going to be. But I think you'll find a spot.
I don't know, man. The Grand is filling up.
Is filling up, and there's other hotels too. And
yes,
motels
there are
and stuff. So.
So then Saturday we have some plans for like scavenging of the Shire, which we did last time in the Smith backyard in Amanda. But we'll have some spots around town that we'll have, things to go find, take pictures of, prove that you found it. And then, I don't know, maybe we'll have some kind of party favor or something. We'll figure out a way to reward people who complete the whole thing. And then, mostly just, being able to check out stuff. The farmer's market will be going on. There's all kinds of, like we said, all those local businesses. Yeah. You can just explore Mount Vernon. And then the afternoon, we'll start the party. It's going to be at Ariel Foundation Park in the, what's the pavilion?
Oh, great. It's just called the Pavilion. What is it called?
Go look it up online. We've posted pictures of it before. It's the old PPG, manufacturing building that they've turned into this beautiful venue.
What is it? I'll send you guys a link or put it down in the description. But it's a
Schnormeyer.
Really, yeah, maybe this.
Is that it?
Well, that's the big.
That's the big one? I thought that was the Schottenstein.
No, it's the Schottenmeyer. That's the one. That's
Frick,
the one.
That's not the one.
You just said whatever foreign language you.
It's, you know what it is? It's the Knox County Pavilion. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's what it's called.
Yeah. Did we say that already?
I don't know. You said it last episode.
Dang, all right.
You nailed it last episode.
Yeah, last episode. Like, just go to that one.
We're out here in the sticks right now. So.
Yeah. But anyway, we're gonna have it there. We'll have a great time. Like there'll be all kinds of fanfare, and mostly we'll just all be together. The cool thing about Ariel Foundation Part 2 is there's so many different things to see.
You can take a walk. You can take a break from the party. You can go up the big tower.
The tower, Raston Tower.
Around the lake. I would highly encourage people to walk through the woods down by the lake.
You've got the ruins, the terraces. The cool thing is that from that spot, it's kind of the most centralized one. Mm-hmm. You can kind of look out and see everything.
Yep,
there's
sure.
tons of parking. Parking won't be an issue.
Nope.
It's very accessible, which is great. You know, families like Smiths, we think about that. It's very accessible. Yeah. It's wonderful. And also the cool thing too is there are trails that link out to the rest of Mount Vernon too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can literally take the trail that goes across the bridge. You can go over to Witt's Frozen Custard, get some ice cream. Frozen Custard, actually. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You could
cross the railroad tracks or the bridge.
Yep. Cross the bridge. Go over to Happy Street Brewing. Yeah. There's a brewery over there.
And there's a little. From there you hang a left and you can walk right down again to Paragraphs.
Yep. Paragraphs.
And then you can go right on
up the square.
The farmer's market.
Yep.
Which will be going on,
dude,
all morning.
Till
noon or 1 o'clock.
Yep.
It's phenomenal.
It's ripe. Like
you
it
want
really
a small town feel. It's really cool.
It really is just ripe for a party day. We'll go. I think we have that pavilion.
Pavilion.
It's cool, dude. We've got that pavilion until 11
at night.
At night, so we could go until
we'll have to figure out the specifics on how late we want to be there. I think we got to get out by 10.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that we can have some time to kind of tear down and stuff. And we might even do it earlier than that. So in case we wanted to. I don't know, rendezvous at a bar afterwards or something and go do something Saturday night. That'd be fun.
That'd be a blast.
To take it over to the bar you just mentioned, which is they're renovating right now. I don't know if you saw the renovations on that. It's over on Gay Street. And I got
they're
building a roof over it, and it looks freaking sick.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Yeah. Okay, so we'll have some cool plans. Another cool thing that's gonna be available that I don't want to forget to mention because it is possible. I'm doing it through a apparel company in Lancaster that I've used several times. I love them. They're incredible. Promotions by Design. They used to be official partners with our school district, but I've done a few different projects through them. Their products are incredible, but we're going to have like LEP merch, essentially, that'll be available. The cool thing about them is it used to be like old school where you'd have to get an order together. You'd have to have people prepay, collect funds, then pick it up. They have online stores now that they've developed in the last couple of years, even being a small business. So there's a couple different options of how we'll be able to do that. But I'm thinking since these will be party t-shirts, they'll be for people who come to the party. So I'm thinking the way we'll probably operate it is in the spring. I'll open it for a certain amount of time. We'll let everybody know. Mm-hmm. You can go in. You can order. Once you order, it'll get produced. I'll go collect everything. I'll bring it all up to the North Farthing. We'll have your name, and it'll be all kind of like packaged up for you, and you can get your products and wear them that day or whenever, take them home, whatever. So I think I even have a design that says, I went to LEP3 and all I got was this lousy t-shirt kind of deal. So we got a few cool designs, LEP3 designs, and then a couple that are like, this one's the ones I'm most excited about. I survived Hell EP3. It's literally an homage to the I Survived Helm's Deep t-shirts that the stunties wore where they crossed out the M. So it was I Survived Hell's Deep. Yeah. So I Survived Hell EP3 will be available. So anyway, we'll have that kind of cool stuff. So that'll all be Saturday. And then
we're still doing the potato cook-off?
The potato cook-off. My gosh, yes. Yeah, baby. So if you are coming from out of town, we got Kroger. We got Walmart. We got some smaller, like local landings and places where you can get groceries. If you got a place where you got a ability to cook and you want to
Airbnb and you want to make something,
that's right, dude. You want to enter the potato cook-off. It will be going on. The judges will be me and Ez, and then also Bill Joe Baggins will be there to keep it it impartial. And the golden potato will be handed off to.
Should we do a blind? Like, should we not know?
Because
here's the thing. I don't want us to like shy away from if David Downing.
David Downing wins again.
And we're what if we're trying to like avoid choosing him as the winner?
I don't want him to win. I don't want it to. Can you imagine?
What I'm saying?
Potentially five more years of it going to his head.
I think you're biased. And
I am biased.
I think we need a blind tasting.
Honest about it. We'll make it blind.
My God.
We'll make it blind. Either we'll be blindfolded or we won't know whose is what.
Wow.
And yeah.
We should also give a second. I feel like we should do this. I can't believe we didn't think about this, but we should have like a winner, right, of the golden potato.
Yeah.
And then we should have an honorable mention.
French fry or something?
The best smelling.
Oh, yes.
Never forget the sniffing, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one came in second there?
And we should give them like a box of tissues. The golden box of tissues. Yeah. Golden hanky.
Handkerchief.
Golden embroidered hanky.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, dude.
Let's
look at what the magic's happening.
I'll talk to Lottie and see if we can get something.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Rosie Little Cheeks.
Rosie Little Cheeks, man.
You want to go check that out on Instagram because she's dropping some. She's dropping some cool stuff over there.
I thought you were something else from Ozark.
How I get.
Yeah, I know.
Get a little crazy.
Especially when you get cold.
Right.
And,
right. But anyways, yes.
And
so,
she wants to be doing some, she wants to expand her portfolio too, so hit her up with some Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yeah, she's
we have some ideas.
She's making a Gandalf soon, dude. Somebody challenged her to make a Gandalf, and she has an idea for a pattern and a different little.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. She's going nuts, dude. She's going nuts.
She's trying to make you all kinds of horny, bro.
Oh, I'm telling you,
Okay, so and then Sunday, after all the fanfare of Saturday, we figured we meet up. I think I already said this, didn't I?
Yeah, we gotta figure out where we want to meet up though, because
there's a couple different.
What's tricky about Sunday? Remember what happened today? Remember what happened today on Tuesday?
Oh,
certain
yeah.
places were closed.
Aren't open on Sunday.
Yeah, so I gotta
brunch
figure out.
Places
like,
aren't open on.
Can you believe that? There's a really good one.
That's
crazy. I gotta check on them. I gotta see.
Is North Main open on?
Nope.
Not
That's
on Sundays.
That's the one I wanted. So Saturday,
dang it, dude.
For anybody who's interested, Ez is one of Ez's favorite spots. It's a very They've actually got Lord of the Rings. There's a Lord of the Rings quote in that establishment.
Is there really?
North Main. There's also Christian quotes on the wall.
Shoot, man.
You know, there's different things that are really just kind of knickknacks, and it's a very beautiful, wonderful staff, very kind, nice, just a nice atmosphere. It's one of the beloved spots.
And they're not open on Sundays.
No, but they are on Saturday, and so I highly encourage folks to go to the to the market, and then also go check out that establishment. Get you a cappuccino, get you a coffee, try some of their cold brew, and then my favorite dish there is the Golden Rush Bowl. Golden Rush Bowl. It's like hash browns. It's got eggs, sausage, cheese, and gravy, all in a bowl, and it's literally phenomenal. So yeah, I would say check that out for sure. We got to figure out the Sunday thing because we might have there are places that are open.
Yeah.
I just don't really know. We got to figure out. I got to do a little searching on that one. But because I want to have breakfast with everybody, like we did last time.
We did it last time.
You know, you stay Saturday night, and then as you're rolling out somewhere. Yeah. No, we did. I think we did.
Just Tim Hortons, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't
like
anything
crazy. We can also
crazy.
Just go somewhere like that. We can also just go somewhere real chill and just see everybody off and
Southside Diner.
Here's where we're going to be. Southside Diner
great
would
place.
Be cool, too.
That couldn't all sit together. It's the only bummer, right, I guess. Right. But you're going to have that challenge anywhere.
Anywhere,
so.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know.
We could wander around.
Even if it's just a coffee shop. I mean, there's Happy Bean.
Happy Bean down
there.
You know,
that kind of stuff. So, we'll see.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But so, that's it.
It's gonna be a freaking weekend of fun. It's gonna be a blast. We're so excited about it. We're so excited to be planning it and working out all the different details. And we just want to see you guys. We want to meet you guys, shake your hand, give you a hug, and just thank you for supporting the podcast and just being a part of the fellowship. You know, and just being there all these years.
Yeah.
So.
And then you guys have the opportunity to meet all these other people that
we've mentioned and that and people
you might even already know
that, like, you might know from the Facebook group or that you know just the Hobbit Hotline and different things. So it's gonna be family friendly, so bring your loved ones if you want. I mean, now it might be some late nights, like Friday will be a little bit of a late night, so if you're bringing really little ones, you know, just keep that in mind. And because the restaurant we'll be at, it's not like a bar. It's not like it's food and with the, you know what I'm saying. What's it called? Diner.
Respectable establishment.
It's a respectable establishment.
It ain't the Mousetrap.
No.
Or the Foxhole.
Golly, dang.
Mousetrap's a tattoo parlor. I don't know what I'm saying. Jeez. Yeah.
Anyways, but all right. Well, the moon has literally risen on us over here. Isn't that phenomenal?
That was over there?
Dude, the moon was behind the house when we started, and I've been watching it rise. Over the house. It's phenomenal.
The man in the moon.
Freaking beautiful.
Himself came down.
Yeah. He wanted to peek in on us and check out the podcast. It's just beautiful. There's so many beautiful lights going on here, like the moon this way and our firelight. And then
stars.
Stars and distant twinkling lights here. It's really cool.
You know what I have in the car?
What do you got?
I got the very last remnants of that weird mead that Travis
sent us. Well, we might need that.
I think we need to drink it
for a little night.
We need to drink it.
Little nightcap for a little night breeze or a little unfinished
moment.
Tales or you know, something. I mean,
maybe when we ride to the Rohirrim.
Oh,
let's do that next.
Yes,
knock that out next.
Yes, baby. Okay.
How do we want to finish this one?
Hey, guys.
Here's 7 more years at least.
At least, buddy. At least. We love you guys. Yeah. You guys are great. We appreciate you. And as always, remember.
Yeah. Frobo. Frobo?
Frobo.
Am I saying that right?
I'm so cold.
Frobo lives.
Frobo lives in the North Far.
Wait, is that how Mike Tyson would say it? Frobo lives.
Frobo. Yeah.
Sure, dude.
Frodo lives.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.